I told you what I realized yesterday to frame my mind and keep it in a spiritual atmosphere. But I didn't tell you what happened. After I was for quite some time on that long walk under the baking sun, I passed a house and the people waved me I should come inside. I turned to my assistant and he was tired and he nodded only. So why not? Let's go inside. And I went there and the people were just so hospitable that I don't know really what made them act like this. The first thing is they saw we were a little tired, so they offered us their open air beds, you know, the ones which are very, very simple. It's just a little, how do you say, a cot is the English word. Look it up in the dictionary. So we were sleeping on it. There was a dog barking. People in Vrindavan live with the whole creation inside their houses. Children were coming and looking at us respectfully. The old man was there. And when we got up, the people smiled at us and said, "Now, khana." Khana means eating. That's just what we needed. There had been a Vishpasi lady who had put some cow dung patties and made a very, very healthy and natural bio fire. And then she had taken flour and made these famous braj rotis. And soon we sat in another corner of the courtyard. There came one roti after another, then ghee, then super hot sabji or vegetables. And they were just so hospitable. Later we wanted to give them a little something, but they didn't want to accept it. And I could then understand the culture of Braj, the culture of giving. Think about it. In the West, people are trained to take from life as much as possible. In a Vrindavan, people give back to life as much as possible. They share everything which they have. And what they get in return is love. Love amongst each other. I'm not saying that it's that in Vrindavan there are no bad people. Of course, sometimes people break the laws of Vrindavan. But by and large, especially in the villages, it's a culture of giving. A culture which gives forth the rare item of love. And it says, when you have a loving relationship, you don't have to think about money, you don't have to think about medicine, you don't have to think about food. Everything is taken care of. And if you have many good relationships, then you walk through life as if you are not touching the ground any longer. I would like to encourage you to try to become a member of the Braj culture, even if you don't live in Vrindavan. Try to give more and more. Try to give your time. Try to give an open ear. Try to give some assistance. Try to give, most important, your vulnerable, skeptical, doubtful heart to the process of being there for others. And you will see, you enter a cosmic, unfailing supply system, which is directed by Krishna himself, who is satisfied when we serve all the living entities and do not do, speak, or wish harm to anyone.